720, Phyllis L. Nielsen, west of U.S. Route 13A, 2,400 feet west of Road 78, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your full name and address.
Phyllis Nielsen, 521 Bradford Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight to ask for a grant for a variance for my property. Originally, I'd asked for 16-foot, but after considering it, I would really like to make it a 12-foot.
We're down here seated. Maybe help us with a better understanding. You got a pump house here that these shaded areas are the corrections you made or made?
Yes, that we've already removed the shaded areas. There were two sheds. There is a two-story building,
okay,
and a house and a barn, and there were two sheds that were falling down. We've removed them. And then on the building that I want the variance on, we have removed three places. They were just eyesores to the neighborhood, and we're really trying to make it more attractive for the neighborhood. And therefore, that's why we'd like to come off the front of this two-story building 12 feet.
That's just the warehouse apartment? Is that building?
Yes. Yes.
Where you want to come off the front of that now?
Yes. To make it more attractive. We would like 12 feet, maybe to put a porch or a deck out there to, you know, make it look prettier.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
Just one, so I understand it. Your original application says your addition was going to be 16 by 46?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're making it 12 by 46?
Yes.
So you need 2 foot less of a variance then?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Mrs. Nielsen, the original survey shows that the addition appears to be 12.11 feet from the property line, is that correct? And then you tore something off the front of that?
Yes, yes. There was a building that extended out from the main building 20 feet, and we've removed that.
Okay.
So there's just plain across the front now.
Okay. So you say now you're asking for 12 feet?
Yes.
You're asking for 12 feet from the property line or 12-foot variance?
A 12-foot variance.
Okay. So you want to be 28 feet from the property line?
So the 40 going to be at 28?
Yes.
And you're clear on where the property line is? It's not necessarily the road, but...
Right, uh-huh.
Sir, if you want to speak, you have to come up and be sworn in. Sir.
You'll have to come up, punch, and be sworn in.
You want to explain it?
Yeah, come up, be sworn in, sir.
James Whaley, Law Dauber, 113-118 Shiloh Church Road.
Place your right hand there. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
Certainly do, yes.
This is the guy that would be building on something out front.
What she's asking for is what she tore off, and the front of the building is just sitting just like, say, a plain, real blah-looking thing is what it's sitting there looking at. She wants to put it there because there's new homes across the road. She's wanting to more or less just make it more attractive to the section that she's sitting in on the road. And when she takes this off, she will be 20 foot from the property line is what she would be.
And she wants a 20-foot variance.
Well, yeah, if I tell you, you have to word it or work it, however, that's what she'd like to have. And then that way she could either put a porch where she can set something, not open porch, or she can put, you know, add to it.
A deck or a porch.
So that's what she's asking for, that's all.
And you're clear on where the property line is?
Yes, yes. And we'll also make double sure and check the property, you know, make sure everything is properly done, and if it's a foot difference, she would go back a foot to make sure it was what we're asking and saying that it is now. That's.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
So after all's been said, what is the variance?
20-foot.
20-foot variance.
Not 22 feet.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
There'd be some people.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would move that we approve case number 9720. As I believe it is unique in the sense that there has been buildings, or part of the building has been removed, and this is necessary to enable reasonable use and reasonable aesthetic to it, that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's the minimum variance that it would afford relief.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9720. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, Jim.
Case is approved, ma'am.